I'll just spend some time now talking about client engagement strategies in commercial real estate brokerage and why that is so important for every broker and every agent. In commercial real estate brokerage, most of the clients that we work with care about results and feedback over everything else that they have on their agenda. They want to work with the best agent that can resolve things efficiently, directly, and in a timely way. Again, I go back to the point, they are looking for results. The same client priorities apply across sales and leasing, no matter what the property market is doing. So how do you pitch for your services now? How engaging are you when it comes to results and resolving the client's problem? Being specific is quite important. The generic approach today doesn't work with clients, given that many other agents are chasing the same business at the same time. So here are some essential client questions to think about. How attractive are your real estate services to help your clients? Think about these questions. Number one, what rules of focus do you apply to your listings on an open basis versus the exclusive listings that you currently have? You should be treating your listing types differently as to your commitment and your negotiations. Spend more time on your exclusive listings in every way possible. Number two, how do you advise your clients of listing and marketing activity for the week? Most listings take a good degree of time to process and to promote. It can be weeks, if not months, before you get a good degree of feedback from your property promotions and your inspections. Set some guidelines on how you will keep your good clients fully briefed on listing and marketing momentum. Number three, how can you keep the communication flowing for your clients when negotiations are underway? Any client that is fully informed is likely to agree to finalize matters or close on a deal or a transaction for a positive outcome, and that is simply because you're engaging with them regularly. You're communicating with them, you're not trying to bluff them in any way or form, and indeed you shouldn't because they are your clients. Number four, what are the targets to be obtained when selling or leasing the listed properties that you have now for your VIP and exclusive clients? Recognize that there are some solution targets for most clients when it comes to selling or leasing their property. What are the solution targets? You must know those things when it comes to exclusive listings. So taking this logic a bit further, good communication always helps when it comes to getting results with your property listings. It's easy to send an email, make a contact call, or drop in to see a client to convey the property facts and the events. Keep in contact, do it regularly. So here is a good client engagement system. Here are some rules to work by. Indeed, this is my system that I apply to my client communications with exclusive listings and clients. Firstly, always contact the client after a property inspection to give the third-party feedback from the property walkthrough. Next, as a marketing campaign proceeds, the client should be told about the levels of inquiry from the different marketing channels. Remember the differences between online, direct, and traditional marketing. All of those marketing channels can be monitored. The client can be fully informed about the marketing results, and indeed, if they have paid you vendor-paid marketing, you'll need to tell the client the results you're achieving from that vendor cost marketing activity. Next, when a negotiation is underway, all offers should be in writing so that the appropriate negotiation control can be applied. Control the documentation with professional processes. Next, I don't like to negotiate across the telephone unless it is the last resort given the remoteness of the parties. Stay away from a telephone negotiation. Sure, you can keep the client up to date with the facts and the issues, but try and stay away from negotiating the deal, the finality of the deal, across the telephone. Next, when there is money involved in a final negotiation as a deposit, a bond or a part payment, I always get the money paid first as part of the signing process on the formal and legal documentation. Get the money cleared through the bank before you regard the offer as proven and payment successful. Next, All telephone calls during the day at any time should be recorded in a daybook, that is, a simple memo book that you carry with you. That daybook is a simple exercise book that changes at the end of each month. It is a record-keeping process. As I say, every telephone call can be entered into the daybook, and therefore you are keeping notes. Notes are really important in our game. It's very real and possible for you to be taken to some dispute or negotiation at a later point, and your notebook can help you through that. It's very easy to take the exercise book out of the office and use it at any time. The book becomes an important base of business record and can be called on in times of dispute or negotiation. And of course, those things do happen in our industry. Lastly, if there is any doubt about property facts, records, or financials, I prefer to hold back on getting the final papers signed. A simple error or omission can be a costly event at a later stage. Stay out of trouble and check all your property facts and records before you proceed with a closing of a negotiation. So I go back to the point. So what does the client really care about? They care about timely solutions and controls that help them get the financial and property outcomes that they need. When you understand that fact, you can modify your services and build better client communications, and of course convert listings and commissions in greater frequency over time.